to bring it to life. Over here, in my preview, I can navigate directly to home.html. I hit refresh. It says what I have in that value thing. I'm just looking at an HTML output. Okay, make sense? We're going to bounce back and forth to this preview mode a little bit because that's one of the important facets of Tapestry is that my HTML doesn't really break. I've added this JWC ID. You see me add a couple little attributes, but once we formalize the thing, and the only thing that's going to be in the HTML template is going to be a JWC ID, browsers just ignore that, and we can, and tools generally will work fine with having this extra attribute in there. Okay? Now if we submit, put some word in here, and submit, it submitted and came back. It re-rendered the page and kept that value there. On the response, the default Tapestry action is to, if you didn't tell it to go to some other page, it just goes back to the page that just submitted, essentially, it just came from. And what happened is that we submitted that word property into the page specification, and it came back, and it's still there at the end of the request cycle. It's going to re-render and output something. That property's still there. It's transient. It goes away at the end of the request, but it's there until it renders the response, and it's still there, and that's why you get the value still there after we submit. Okay, everybody with me? We brought the form to life. We brought the text field to life. Now we're going to slowly build the rest of these things up to life, into life here. Okay. The next step here, we want to get this iteration going and get some dynamic output from here. We're going to submit something. We want to see the synonyms come back out. I'm going to add some white space in here just so you can see what I'm doing. So we've just got some hard-coded values in there. What I want to do is bring this number 2 to life. Now, in struts, I'm going to compare to struts since most people raise their hand about struts. There's a bean write. That's just to output some property for some Java bean. In Tapestry, there's a very similar component called the insert component. So what you do is you tag any element that you want with a JWC ID, and Tapestry brings it to life once you've attached a component to it. That tag itself depends on the nature of the component, whether that tag itself goes away and it gets replaced by what the component says to replace it with, or does it render the body of that component? In the form sense here, it obviously renders the body of the form. That makes sense. The text field, it's essentially taking over that input. It wouldn't matter if I put a span where I put that JWC ID text field. It just replaces it with the text component. Okay? So Tapestry, you can make up the tags if you want. Sometimes I use if for a conditional just because it makes sense to have. It's not really a span. But in this particular case, and maybe that's not quite clear what I just said there, and we'll see it over time evolving this thing. An insert component has a required parameter from value. What am I going to insert here? Right. Let's just assume that we have an array list, a list of synonyms, and we're going to do the size of the synonyms. Okay. So we're going to say synonyms, not size. We didn't define synonyms yet, but it's going to be a list, and the list has to get size on it. Size. Where is this size going to be? Where is the synonym list going to be? Well, for mock-up purposes, we can just define it right here. Synonyms. Now we need a value. Right? Initial value. Now we come back to Ognal, Object Graph Navigation Plane. The expression that you can put in this initial value is an Ognal expression. Ognal is very, very powerful. It's got a lot of clever syntax there for creating different types of collections and stuff like that. So one way to create a list, which it'll be an array list implementation-wise, is to just put the curly brackets. We'll do 3 because I have 2 hard-coded. We won't see it say 3. Okay. So now I've just mocked a sample list here. A a good point to this is that we can develop our web application independent of our crazy business logic and have this tight dependency all the way through just to develop pages. I can develop pages in a very loose fashion like this with no heavy dependency. Okay, so we should see that 3 come out if everything's okay. So says 2. Now we render a page. It says 3 now, okay? So it's using that list. Now we're going to iterate over that list of words and output them dynamically. To iterate, struts, you have logic iterate. In Tapestry, you have a for each component. You can simply use a span again here. A for each has a source parameter. Now, how do I know what these parameters are? Well, one, I know Tapestry pretty well. Two, there's great documentation on it. Three, every component has a specification, just like this page has a specification. And I can look at that specification file. They're inside of the Tapestry jar file. So you can just get to them that way, or you can have a source code available if you want to navigate through it. I certainly recommend having the source code for your major projects handy to kind of navigate around and understand how the thing works. So, let's do a span. Now, what are we going to iterate over? We're going to iterate over the synonyms. We have an array list. We're going to iterate over. This should give us, now we didn't do anything inside, so we're going to see what was inside 3 times. Okay. Now let's replace that with a synonym. Now one thing we can do, another bit, there's a few clever things that you can do inside Tapestry templates. JWC ID is one of them. There's a special JWC ID if you want to get rid of something. For example, I want to leave my static, I want to leave my designer-friendly stuff in there. If you're going to have this mock-up and work on it, I want to keep it pristine. Sometimes you get these mock-ups from designers that have, if you're going to render an HTML table, they'll give you the HTML table with some sample data in it, John Smith and some columns, and every other column will be highlighted with CSS or color-coded, right? Alternating colors. You can leave that stuff in there and get it out when Tapestry renders it. One of the clever things here is there's a remove, special remove tag, $remove, $. And what that does is just says, take this element and its contents out of the picture when you render it. It's gone. Now, you can't do anything dynamic in here. It'll give you a warning or it'll give you an error if you try to do something dynamic in something that's supposed to remove. So now we'll see that one static thing 3 times. Now we need to bring this one to life. We want the real synonym there. Let's go back to our preview real quick. Okay. Didn't change. We're still on the same HTML, basically, that we started with. Even that 2 is still there. Notice the 2 is just within a span. Browser just simply ignores this span here and the fact there's JWC ID, right? It just rendered a 2. Inside a span. We're going to do something similar to this. Now, we need a synonym that's going to be the placeholder during the iteration, a loop variable. There's a value binding that we can put on to the for each component. We'll put synonym. Just like we did with the word, we can create a lightweight placeholder here. Synonym. So now we have a loop variable, and that's just a placeholder property. Tapestry, what happens technically under the covers of Tapestry pages is it fabricates using Java Assist a Java class for your page, and it literally has accessors for these properties. So there literally is a Java bean with getter and setters for these properties under the covers at runtime. So we've got the synonym placeholder. Now we want to place that synonym right here. Again, we'll just go span crazy here. It doesn't have to be spans. It can be spans well. Right. So we're going to do an app insert here. We have a value. just a minute. Now let's cross our fingers that it all worked. And we're looking at the static HTML. Now we've got the output in the template. Okay, rendered dynamically what we told it to render. Everybody with me so far? Pretty straightforward. Any questions?
Yeah. Is there a reason for letting the tags be of any name?
It's very designer friendly. So, for example, my text field is an input type equals text right here. And even though Tapestry, even though the text field component itself says, I don't care what element it is on, I'm just going to render an input type equals text, I can have an input type equals text literally there, and Tapestry replaces it with an input type equals text. But it makes it so that when I preview it, that I literally have a text box there. If I had a span, I mean, I could change this to a span right here. And this thing, watch my preview is going to screw up. There's no text box there in the HTML at all. But over here, it didn't matter. It created an input type equals text. Make sense? It comes in handy also if you want to bring, if you literally want a span to wrap some text, and you use spans for CSS reasons. You want to highlight something in a page, a different class or ID. And you can put a span there, and if you want to make that CSS class dynamic, if there are errors, then use the error class. If there's not, then use standard class or whatever. You can use this pretty mystical component called that any component, and it renders the tag that it's on, plus any of the attributes, any of the parameters there, get processed through the dynamic mechanism, and you can have dynamic properties for those things.
So it will preserve its getting style information.
And very interestingly, one of the things the insert component itself will do, so it depends on the component what happens with its body. Let me go ahead and change this back to input so we can our preview it. Looks okay. Now, so the insert component is interesting. And it just kind of tells more about what happens under the covers. If the input component is on a tag that doesn't have any other informal attributes, is what they're called. If there's no other informal attributes, just a value binding, then it throws away the tag and renders what it's supposed to insert, just plain into the response. If there are informal attributes on there, class equals, ID equals, for example, any of those CSS stuff, it will wrap what it creates with a span and put those informal attributes on there. So depending on whether there are these informal attributes there or not, it will render span or not. Any other questions? Everybody with me, is this okay? Let's go back to the slides for a bit and just kind of run through what we've just done here. So we brought the form to life. Oh, I didn't even change the submit component. The submit component, all it does is render an input type equals submit. You can attach a listener to a submit, so it will call Java code, or you can put the listener on the form itself. I recommend putting it on the form, but if you have multiple submit buttons that need to have different paths, then you can attach a listener to these things. There's some caveats to that in terms of when those events get fired, so I certainly recommend doing it on the form.